In this video, I'm going to tell you how you can use ad swaps for fast free traffic. Now, this video isn't very long because this method is actually very, very simple. To use this, you're going to need, first of all, an autoresponder service. You're going to need a list of subscribers. You're going to need a compelling offer, and usually that involves a free giveaway, so a free report, free ebook, that sort of thing. And the way that it works is a bit like this. It involves you and another mailing list owner. You contact the other mailing list owner and you set up an ad swap. They send an email to their list promoting your offer, and you reciprocate by sending an email to your list promoting their offer. And this works best when you're both in the same or related niche and you both have similar size lists. In order to make this work, you're going to need a good autoresponder service, and a good couple to consider are Aweber, which you can find here at aweber.com, and MailChimp, which you'll find here at MailChimp.com. If you're looking for ad swaps, a good place to look for them is on the Warrior Forum Joint Ventures section, the Warrior Joint Ventures section, which you can find here at warriorforum.com/warrior-joint-ventures. And as you can see at the time I'm making this video, there is actually somebody advertising here for a JV or ad swap or cross promotion. Obviously can't spell for the Forex niche, but you can also find a lot of ad swaps in the internet marketing niche on this particular site. Now, here are a few tips on running an effective ad swap campaign. First of all, you want to make your ad compelling, short, and to the point. Bear in mind that this is going to be sent to people by email, so you want to make sure that the subject of the email arouses their curiosity, that they don't have to spend too much time reading through the ad, and that there's a strong call to action that gets them to click on the link to go to your site. If possible, you should split test the ad by getting the other party to send the email to one part of his or her list at a time. Now, not everyone can do this. It all depends on what type of autoresponder software they're running or what autoresponder service they're using. But if they can just send it to one part of their list at a time, and you can gauge how effective this ad is, you can tweak it, rewrite it, test it, and then roll it out to the entire list, and you know you're going to get the maximum response. To do this, you need to make sure that you have tracking on your site and a way of measuring how effective your ad is. So you can have, say, Google Analytics or some of the ad tracking software that comes bundled with cPanel. Now, a good way to see how effective your ad is to send traffic to a unique squeeze page on your site or a unique part of your blog so that you know that only traffic from this particular ad is being sent to that page. And then you can work out how often after the ad is sent that people go there. You'll know how many emails are being sent. So you can work out the percentage, and then you can see exactly how effective your ad is. And finally, don't do this too often. You've got to send an ad to your list advertising the other person's product or service. So you want to make sure that there's not too much advertising. Otherwise, it's going to put people off. They're not going to subscribe to your list. Or if they do stay subscribed, they're not going to bother opening your emails. And of course, that's going to be detrimental to your own business. So there you go, a very brief video, but a very simple way of getting traffic for free to your website. And this, in my experience, is probably the most effective way of getting free traffic to a website or a blog.